This picture is something I've been trying to get for a while, which is a subject being reflected in a puddle. And I had a few criteria for this picture that has been sort of in my mind for quite some time. And every time it rains, I go around and look and try and see if I can make this particular picture happen. Not this exact one that you see here, but just the things that I'm thinking about in my mind. I see if I can find a place where they're happening such that I can take the picture I want to take. And the criteria are, and I list them on the website too, the subject's reflection has to be clearly visible in the puddle. And that is sort of the main principle overriding everything. If I can't tell what I'm looking at, then it's not going to be a good picture. The second criteria, the puddle could not have any raindrops or other natural elements that would obfuscate the subject or make it impossible to see what the subject is, which is kind of tricky to do because when it's raining, there's obviously raindrops making puddles and little droplets in the water. I don't know why I couldn't think of raindrops making droplets there. But the puddles that you see when it's raining are not nice, clear, glassy puddles. They're full of all these little waves and ripples. The third thing I wanted to do was there had to be enough good lighting to accentuate the subject. Again, when it's raining, it's often overcast, which is fine. And for instance, last week's photograph with that droplet on those leaves of grass, that was fine. But when I was trying to figure out a way to get a puddle, something's reflection in a puddle, I needed good lighting. And that wasn't really, it doesn't always happen the way I want on a cloudy, overcast day. I also wanted a few other things visible in the puddle, like sticks, leaves, grass, or something else, so that you could tell you were looking at a puddle, not just a picture of whatever it was. So not just someone walking by or a bird or something, but it had to be obvious that it was a puddle of water that was reflecting the subject. And ideally, the final criteria I wanted was the subject would be a person, preferably someone walking past who was kind of unaware. It turns out it was really tricky to make all those things happen, and I could never find an instance in which every one of those criteria was met. And I look a lot, almost every time it rains, I have my camera with me, I look for puddles that are that meet all those criteria. And this one finally hit most of those marks. As so often happens with my pictures on Weekly 50, I was walking to work from my car, and I didn't bike because it was all wet and rainy from the day before. So I was walking to work, and I saw this puddle, and I thought I might as well just give it a try. It met a lot of the criteria, so I figured, why not? It would take 30 seconds to take a picture. I moved around a little bit until I could see the window of the building, and the right in the center, that window with its little rooftop over it, that's what I wanted to see clearly reflected in the puddle. So I had to move around and reposition myself a little bit until I could see that. And I also wanted it framed between some of those leaves. I didn't move anything in this photo. I moved myself, but I didn't move the leaves around or anything else. I did move back and forth a little bit, like sort of in and out, zooming in and out, if you will, so that the leaves and the subject, which was the window here, everything was sort of the right size, and I could sort of control that based on how close or how far away I physically placed myself from the puddle. So I did a little bit of playing around with stuff like that. I also realized the autofocus wasn't quite working. It was having little trouble focusing on the reflection. So I went to manual, which is one nice benefit of back button focus. You don't have to do anything special to switch to manual. You just start focusing and you take your picture whenever you want. The question that I dealt with the most, though, was what aperture to shoot at. I shot this in f2.8, and I think f4 might have been a little better because the leaves are almost too obscure. It's kind of hard to tell initially that you're looking at leaves in this puddle, and I think a little broader depth of field would have remedied that situation a little bit. But that's one nice thing about prime lenses, is that you have a lot of apertures to choose from. If you are shooting with a kit lens or a zoom lens, you don't have the nice big wide apertures that you get on a prime lens. And certainly you have many to choose from, many aperture values to choose from, but you don't always get as wide as you want. So that's one nice thing about prime lenses. And it's something to try. If you've got a prime lens and you're looking to try new things with it, try shooting at wider apertures just to see what happens. And it might not be exactly what you want, but at least it's something new. I was really going for a specific look in this photo, and I think I got it here. I'm pretty happy with this and how it all turned out. Certainly, I'd like to try it again next time it rains. But for now, I like it. And if nothing else, it was a learning experience. The lesson here is don't let photos just happen. Be an active creator of the photos that you want to get. So have something in mind and try to create it. One way you can do this is look at other pictures, like go to Flickr, go to 500px or 500px. Even look at what your friends post online to Facebook and Instagram and try and recreate what you see. Or just have an idea that you think of on your own and just try and make it. But be intentional about your photos. Don't just wait for photos to happen to you, but take an active part in making photos happen.